This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on protection of consumer rights on e-commerce websites. The participants are Dr. Sheetal Kapoor, expert on consumer affairs, and Meghna K.T., Akashvani correspondent.
E-commerce is basically buying and selling of goods and services on internet. It has grown exponentially in recent years with the use of smartphones and easy availability of internet. The consumers have wide variety of options to browse, search their specifications, and also compare the prices and make informed choices. But however, despite all these advantages, it also has a flip side to it. At times, the consumers are left cheated. So today in this episode, we will understand consumer rights and consumer protection pertaining to e-commerce platforms. For this, we have an expert with us, Dr. Sheetal Kapoor. Thank you so much, ma'am, for joining us today.
Thank you, Meghna.
Firstly, ma'am, help us understand what are consumer rights pertaining to e-commerce platforms.
So, Meghna, let me tell you that the e-commerce sector is growing at a whopping rate of 21% per annum, and it is around $112 billion, this business is, in 2024, and it is said that in 2029, it would reach around $300 billion. So, the thing is that the trust of the consumers is increasing day by day in the e-commerce sector, and it is the online markets are providing this convenience to the consumers. The markets never sleep, and goods and services are available 24 hours to the consumers. So accessibility, availability, convenience are some of the things which are available as a consumer. And therefore, the thing is that the e-commerce sector is growing at a very speedy rate. But we are seeing that there are challenges also as a consumer we face. The challenges of fake brands, fake websites, or misleading advertisements, then fake reviews or deep fakes, these are some major problems in the e-commerce sector. And I think so, you asked me about the consumer rights also, that we have 6 consumer rights which are available to the Indian consumers under Consumer Protection Act 2019. They talk about consumer right, about the safety, that any brand we buy from the market, from the e-commerce site, they should be safe enough for consumption. And then we have the right for information, that the e-commerce portals, they need to share the complete information to the consumers. And then we have the right to make choices, that no portal or the third party sellers, they can say that you buy from our site or we are the best. And then we have the 4th right to seek redressal, that if anything goes wrong, then our first approach should be going back to the portal and sending the product back and asking for refund or replacement from the brand. And then the right for going to the courts and getting our compensation if the portal doesn't listen to us. And the last right is right to consumer awareness, becoming aware ourselves and making others also aware.
Well, ma'am, when a consumer is making a choice online, it is basically based on a review. So what are fake reviews in this regard and how can they be curtailed?
So fake reviews are fraudulent or counterfeits, and they are basically regarding products or services done by people or individuals who are non-users of the brand. And the reviews look very authentic to the consumers or to the users, and there's a very thin fine line between when we go through them. And the thing is that consumers or the users are generally duped when they believe on those reviews. And generally what has happened is that we invest our money, and it is the National Consumer Helpline recently which has highlighted that now they have been receiving 43% of the complaints related to e-commerce sector, and these fake reviews are a menace. And the thing is that over the period we are seeing that consumers, they rely on them, and there has been a change in the shopping behavior. And more consumers are now buying things online. And when we buy things online, we believe that these reviews are authentic. And if we want to travel to Kerala or Andaman and we want to book a hotel, so what we'll do is that we have a budget, so we will look for the hotels. And then we will looking into the reviews and the ratings which have been given to the particular hotels. So therefore, we rely a lot on reviews and read those reviews, and then we put our money. Many times we feel that if the reviews are not authentic, so the problem is that the trustworthiness of the shopping experience or the website is gone. And the consumers are cheated because the website has inflated its reviews. It is giving a very high rating to its particular site, whereas many of the reviews are paid. Therefore, the consumer's experience about a particular hotel may be not the same as shown in the reviews itself. So therefore, it is required that these reviews should be checked. And there should be a vigilance on it. I may also mention that there is an Indian standard which is 19,000 IS 19,000-2022, which basically talks about that there should be quality control order, and these reviews should be monitored by the authors, and also there should be a constant review monitoring. So it is talking about moderation of the reviews by the administrator. There should be a moderation committee, which is like an internal committee by the organizations. And the staff should also monitor these reviews. The author who is writing the review should not use any vulgar language. And also the organizations should check the email, the authentication, that is a review whichever is coming is an authentic one. And also that the reviews, it says that they should not be any biased towards any hotel or service sector, or sometimes in case of food industry also, people many times check the reviews before buying them. So there should be authentic reviews which should be there, and they should not be anything which is paid. And the companies also should not edit those reviews of any authors, and they should not discourage anyone who is writing a negative review about the brand. So if it is a fake review, generally it has been found that the weak brands, they get an edge, and the strong brands will, you know, they will be left behind. So therefore, as we are seeing that there has been a surge in the e-commerce sector, people are constantly buying brands through the e-commerce sites. So therefore, this menace of fake reviews should be looked into, and the Department of Consumer Affairs is looking into it, and constant efforts are being made to stop these fake reviews.
Well, despite all these rules and regulations, ma'am, at times consumers are being exploited. Which age group, which target population do you think are most susceptible? And secondly, what are the mechanisms for the redressal of the grievances of consumers?
So we have a very young population in India, and it has been found that the young consumers are the largest group which are buying these brands. They are also vulnerable, which I may say, because since they are constantly looking into the brands, they are buying items, seeing the reviews. And if the reviews are not authentic, so there are chances of being cheated by the companies is there. So I believe that there should be constant monitoring of these reviews on one hand. Then there are other problems of misleading advertisements. Even an elderly person is also vulnerable. And senior citizens, I may say that they are also vulnerable to these misleading advertisements. Or when you are sharing your private information or the secured information, then you have to be very careful with the sites, which e-commerce site are you purchasing from. And as I talked about, that consumers need to be aware about their rights, and also they need to know that government has come out with some guidelines related to e-commerce sector, which includes that you can ask for your product, if you don't like a product or a service, within 14 days you can ask for your refund of money or replacement of the brand. So these are some rights which are available. Then you should check the website before purchasing any item from the website. Is it a genuine website or a fake one? And what are the terms and conditions? Every portal now has to mandate that they should have a grievance redressal officer, and its details have to be mentioned on the website itself. The grievance redressal officer and the branch office has to be from India itself, not giving any foreign details, or even if it is an MNC, so if they have an office in New York, in US, so they are not allowed to give those numbers or those officers' name. They have to give the details of the Indian officer and also the email and the phone numbers so that the consumer can contact them very easily. So these are certain things which have now been done in the e-commerce sector to make it more user-friendly. And the thing is that regarding misleading advertisements also, we are seeing that numerous problems come regarding that. So consumer can complain in National Consumer Helpline. Its toll-free number is 1-800-11-4000. And also CCPA has been, you know, CCPA is Central Consumer Protection Authority, which has now come up under the Consumer Protection Act 2019. CCPA is a regulatory authority like Federal Trade Commission in US, which has suo motu powers. So they can take the action themselves if something is going wrong. And in this case, CCPA has taken many landmark changes, like when they found on a website that IS marked helmets or IS marked pressure cookers were not sold, which is mandatory by the Bureau of Indian Standards. So they themselves took action against those websites and penalized them for selling such kind of items on their website. So constant monitoring by the CCPA is also happening, which is also in favor of the consumer, so that misleading advertisements or about the challenges which we talked about, fake reviews, don't happen.
Well, ma'am, that's really interesting to know. Lastly, are there best practices followed in different countries that India can follow?
As the e-commerce sector is growing in different countries, so the problems or the challenges are also happening, like fake reviews, misleading advertisements, and these deep fakes are some of the problems which even developing nations are facing. And there are huge research papers which have come up regarding these fake reviews and all. Federal Trade Commission in US has recently come out with some guidelines related to fake reviews, and which also talk about that these fake reviews should not be bought. And even if somebody has written a review regarding a particular brand, you cannot highlight the same or pick it from another portal and put it on your portal. So this is again a fake review. So this way companies are paying, it's not only in India but in other countries also we are seeing that they are paying money to the authors and getting those fake reviews done. So therefore, these are some new challenges regarding the e-commerce sector. And as consumers are totally now, we are shifting from offline markets to online purchases. So day by day, consumer awareness is very much required. An aware consumer is an asset for a society. And I believe that as the e-commerce sector grows, we need to take care of these problems, the challenges which are coming up. With this day by day, our consumer awareness will help us.
We had a detailed understanding on consumer rights and consumer protection on e-commerce platforms. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on protection of consumer rights on e-commerce websites. The participants were Dr. Sheetal Kapoor, expert on consumer affairs, and Meghna KT, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.